Happy Monday, everyone. It's another episode of Cross Trails Podcast. Do you know what? I'm going to stop saying which episode it is now because I've lost count and I can't be asked trying to figure out. So today is a solo episode. I'm going to stick to the format that I mentioned before of every 2 weeks doing an episode. One will be a guest, one will be a solo. I'm already really excited for next week's fucking hell, already messing it up. I'm already excited for the next episode because my guest is someone you will kind of know if you've watched the podcast I've done where I spoke about mental health as well as much things. Then you'll know who I'm talking about. Anyway, I'll leave that for now. Let's talk about this podcast and what's going on. So actually, speaking of guest podcasts, last week I had my mate Tom on. Some people were having issues with volume. I figured that out, so the volume should be fixed. But some people were saying like the volume was fine, but then people who like doing things while they were listening, like people who were running and listening, saying they couldn't hear a lot. So it turns out I do actually have to have some sort of editing software, not just record it and just put it up straight away, just to play with sound levels and stuff. So I will do that for you guys, because I care. So, yeah. So what's been going on? I've been injured. That's something. So yeah, I had it was a sort of tendonitis, begins with a P, and it was on the outer side of my foot. Peronea tendonitis, something like that. Anyway, that sucked for a little bit. Don't know. It feels fine now. I don't think I'm injured anymore. I have been taking it easier. But basically I had the new ASICS, Nova Blast 27s. Cause I've had, not Nova Blast, bloody hell, what am I on about? Gel Nimbus 27s. I've had them before, I can't remember what, were they 25s? Anyway, really liked them. And then I got them this time. And the first time I wore them too tight and like the front of my ankle was really painful. So I was like, right, okay, I'll wear them a bit looser next time. Done that. And then that's where I've done my injury. Just my foot was moving about too much. And basically I've just fucked the tendon. But it's fine now. We've got in my office where I work, there's a, physio. But she only does NHS referrals. So there was no chance I was ever going to get to see her. But one day I caught her while she was making herself a cup of tea. I said, oh, can I just ask you what I've done? And she said, yeah, it's your peronea tendonitis. And then basically what she told me to do to help with it, I'd been doing anyway. So I was like, fucking sound. She was like, oh yeah, if it was a week ago and you've already been doing it, she was like, give it another couple of weeks, you'll be sound. But I'm sound already. It's been less than 2 weeks. So I've done a 10-mile run today around Clanger. Hang on, let me get my pronunciation right. Round Llangollen. so I can't do it. I can do it like off the cuff, but while I'm like thinking about it, I can't fucking do it. So apologies to any Welsh listeners, especially Welsh speaking listeners, because that was awful. I know it. I'm not even going to attempt it again. If I was just in conversation telling you, I'd get it spot on, but no, not while I'm thinking about it. So yeah, done that with Nelly because she's doing her first fell race as sort of preparation for UTS 25. So I've been helping her train for that, and yeah, I thought let's do a recce because I need to do a couple of hours on my feet. So yeah, done that. So anyway, back to my shoes. Anyway, so yeah, but now off the recommendation of my friend Lewis, I bought some lock laces. Absolute fucking game changer. So I've had them on my Salomon Speedcross And I've had them on my snowboard boots as well. Always been great. Never thought to put them on any other shoes, especially road shoes. So I put them on my road shoes. And yeah, bloody brilliant. I've not had any issues with them since. First time wearing them, I was still a bit sore on the tendon. So I was a bit like, oh, I don't know how this is going to be. But yeah, now sound. I don't think the shoes, this, the 27 is as good as previous models. I think they've fucked around with, it's that typical thing of shoe manufacturers having a perfect recipe for a shoe, fucking around with it and then ruining it. It happens a lot. And I think that's what they've done. Because I think the bit underneath your ankle, basically where my tendon's done, it's like they've added extra foam to like lock it in. I don't know. I'm not a fan of it anyway. But I'll wear them. I'll wear them. Cushion wise, everything, they're good. They are good. So yeah. What else has been happening? Oh, Camille Heron's been in the news again. So if you're not familiar, Camille Heron is an amazing ultra runner. But there were some issues with her people, allegedly, that basically fellow amazing ultra runners such as like Kilian Jornet and Courtney DeWalters, Wikipedias were being changed to basically make them not look as good as her. And it turns out the IP address was coming from basically like her house or something. Now I do know her husband's heavily involved with her career, as a coach and, just everything basically. So it could be him, it could be anyone. But now she's come out, because someone beaten her. What was it? It was a track record of sort. Let me just have a quick look because I don't want to get my facts wrong. Oh, no, that's not Camille Heron. that's an actual heron. So, hang on, Wikipedia, I think. So basically, anyway, I can't find it. Someone supposedly broke one of her records, and she's come up, like out arguing against it. It's gone in her favor, but like for the record, but it's gone against her in regards to public image. People are kind of like, oh, here she goes, is, what's she up to now, sort of thing. So, let me just see if I can find it, 'cause it's gonna 48-hour record. Yeah, it was something to do with a 48-hour record. Basically, someone beat it, and then she's sort of had it made void. And I think it actually is void, but I just think because it's her, it's not gone down well. It's really annoying me. I can't find the article. I had it fucking saved. So yeah, that's annoying. I can't find it. But anyway, so yeah. What else has been going on? Big races or anything? God, the last 2 weeks have gone by so fast, and because I've been so hyper focused on myself, in regards to my injury, I've not really been sort of paying much attention to anyone else, which is a bit selfish of me, but I'm a runner. We're all selfish, I think, anyway. So yeah, I'm trying to think like what else. I did actually have write notes down, but I've gone through it in 10 minutes. Everything I wanted to talk about, I've gone through in 10 minutes. That's annoying. So what I'll probably do is just keep this short and sweet then. Yeah, I think I'll try and keep this less than 30 minutes. I did last time, and I think that went down well. Did I go through? Right, okay, so what I didn't go through was at the running show sort of what I bought, because some of it was sort of I was speaking to Tom, and obviously Tom's quite new to the running scene, so some stuff he wouldn't get. So one thing I do want to talk about is do not lock the gate. If you know, you know. So the Barkley Marathon's huge race. Most runners know about it. If you don't, Google it. It's a lot for me to go through at 20 past nine in the evening. I've done a lot today. So, it's a mad race anyway. David Miller, who's a very talented photographer, had the privilege to go out there and take pictures, and he brought out a book. It was one of them where it came out on Kickstarter, and that was like one of them where I was like, I think it came out like mid-month or just before I was getting paid. So I was like, oh, I'll do it on payday. And then like forgot about it, and then be like, I'd remind myself, and then I'd be like, oh shit, no, I need to wait till the next payday. Anyway, fast forward to running show, I've still not bought it. Kickstarter's finished now anyway. But you had it there. I think there was three options. You could get a hardback and a sleeve, just a hardback, or not a softback, what are they called? Paperback. I bought the paperback because basically I just couldn't afford the hardback, in brutal honesty. But the book itself is fucking amazing. It's got a foreword by John Kelly, who, if you don't know, is like he's won the race how many times now? Well, he's not won it, I believe. He's finished it, which even just getting to the finish is mad enough as it is. How many times has he finished it? John Kelly. I'm sure he's done it more than once. Three times. Fuck. Jared Campbell, I think he's got the record for four, most times, which is four. But John Kelly's like done it in silly times. I think it was the one year where he was the only finisher. Yes, he was 2017. He was the only finisher. I believe that was his first time finishing. Anyway, so yeah, forward by him. Got a bit by David in the introduction. Some brilliant pictures. It's one race I don't want to do it, but I've always wanted to be in the camp. Just because I think the atmosphere just looks amazing. Obviously, like I know someone who's been there, and they said, mate, like once the runners have gone, it's so dull because they're out there for like fucking hours. And yeah, I get that, but still, like there will be a bit of a buzz of, when people come in and they've not got pages or, whatever. So yeah, so the pictures is just a cool little it's quite an intimate so I'm just sort of flicking through it now. It's quite like an intimate look of into the race itself, the camp. Just looking at a picture of David taking a mirror selfie there. Yeah, no, it's really, really cool book, all in black and white pictures. And obviously it's got that iconic picture of Jasmine Paris finishing, which I bought a print of when David released them. Just it was something I had to have. It's in my home gym. Yeah. Next to my UTMB 100 poster that I got when I finished that, and my map of my Winter Downs 100. So yeah, she's there with them. What else did I get? Got some socks. Bloody hell. Oh, got a pair of Innovate trousers from Renovate. So Innovate have got this really cool scheme where they take clothes and either like, still good to go. They'll flog it on for cheaper, basically. It's just a way of like being greener and stuff. They got the green, it was part of the Green Runners stage, which I won't go into that. Just because I have, yeah, no, I won't go into that. Maybe that's for another episode one day. But yeah, I'm trying to think who was. Just because I've not got everything sort of gone away. Oh, I got a beanie from my friend John Shield, who's currently out doing the winter Arctic spine. So he's brought out a headwear company called the Pain Cave. Got a beanie from him, just because I like to support my mates. Basically, anytime that like a friend of mine opens a business or does something for charity, I'll always put some money in. Just if you're doing something for charity, you're only getting money once. Don't, yeah, I'll give money for your half marathon, but if you're smashing out marathons and you want money for a 10K or a race for life, nah, mate. Do something else. There is other stuff. I do remember not spending as much as I usually do. Usually when we go to running shows, I spend way too much. But this time, no. And yeah, I think, hell, there's not much on. Oh, I did find a company who I do want to buy some stuff out for. They're a Canadian-based company, nutrition company. And they do, but it's basically chocolate bars. But they've added stuff to make them, nutritionally decent for runners and any sort of endurance sports. They had loads of different ones like coffee flavored chocolate and stuff like that. Like, and they were really, really nice. And they're from Whistler. And I spent half a year in Banff and Alberta, and I did go to Whistler for a bit. So I was like chatting to them about that. That was really cool. For those who don't know, I've been snowboarding since I was about 7 years old. Qualified instructor, park and just general. Yeah, I'm quite good at it. It's apart from my job, it's one of the two. Yeah, it's one of the two things I can sort of put my hands up and say, yeah, I'm quite good at that. Is snowboarding and my job, as a financial crime investigator. So there's not much really been going on. Like I said, because I've been injured, it's been a bit shit. But one thing I am doing, which I can't wait for, so next episode, I'm going to be down Newmarket for a school reunion that I've sort of organised with a friend of mine called Ellie. I'll be honest, it was mostly me. It was her idea, and then I invited people. I'm going to be doing a podcast with someone I went to school with. They're a runner. So yeah, we're going to go out and do 10 miles, as per his training plan. And then we're going to do a podcast and then go to the school reunion, which would be cool. I'm really, really excited for it because it's going to be a heavy episode next week. So yeah, it's going to be, I'm going to put a lot of trigger warnings out for the next episode. It's going to be heavy, man. Tears probably will be had. Well, from me anyway. Fucking yeah. So yeah, if you have listened to a podcast I was a guest on, you might guess who it is. And yeah, I think that's going to be it for me today. I don't want to drag this on. I'm coming up to 20 minutes. Yeah, I think this is going to be it for me today. Like I said, the next episode is going to be a really good one. Don't miss that one. If you're still listening, don't miss next episode because it's going to be bloody brilliant. I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm going to share it all over socials when it comes out anyway, so you won't miss it. And that's it, I think. Yeah, I think that's it for me. I don't want to bore you too much more. So Yeah, hopefully next time I've got a solo one, I have more to speak about because I'll be training more heavily for Lakes Traverse in April, which is my next race, 100 kilometers. Actually, I think it's 95, annoyingly. And it's not like one of them where I'm like, oh yeah, I'll just run an extra five when I finish. I know if people said that, I'm like, no, you won't. No, you don't fucking lie. So yeah, anyway. Yeah, cool. Right. I'll love you and leave you. Good night. Good afternoon. Good morning, depending on whenever you listen to this. And yeah, I'll speak to you in 2 weeks. Bye.